America. His scheming had changed the course of the last presidential election and resulted in the deaths of dozens of innocent people. With each passing week, it became more obvious that the man thought he had gotten away with it. In fact, only a few people did know of his involvement. But unfortunately for the target, they were not the types to let treason go unpunished. Rapp and his team had kept an eye on the man for the better part of a year. At first, the surveillance was extremely passive. He was on one coast, and Rapp and his people were on the other. They tracked him electronically through his credit cards and ATM withdrawals. As the months passed, and the target began to let his guard down, they stepped up the surveillance. Listening devices were placed near his home, office, and boat, and his cell phone calls were monitored. Spyware was installed on his computers, and they began tracking his every move, looking for a pattern or an opportunity. That was how they discovered the trip he had planned, a month-long excursion from San Diego down to Panama and back. The target was planning on putting his brand-new $2 million boat through his own personal sea trial. Rapp got his hands on the complete itinerary for the trip and sent an advance team to scout the ports of call. Terminating the target in a remote third-world country was infinitely better than doing so in America. It turned out Puerto Golfito was the perfect location.